the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin bears grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes bringing all the new crew. We got the patio life, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It's T, and it's hump day, everybody. Happy hump day. Thanks for joining us, fellas. Look, Diddy is back in court for, or is in court for his first time. We're going to talk about that. Yeah. We got a great Fortenberry story to tell.
Great Fortenberry story.
You don't know which one, do you?
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
That text message you sent to
me. Oh, yeah.
I need a picture of that, too. Did you ever find one?
I had to look.
You didn't. Okay. We got that and a whole lot more, but first and foremost, Father Fortenberry, how are you this fine evening?
Fine as frog hair split four ways, baby. Woo! Hey, glad to be on the patio. I feel like I just saw everybody yesterday, except Gary.
Yeah, I was busy.
It's all right.
All the people in chat. You saw them yesterday, too.
Well, I talked to all of them, and I drank on Gary's behalf yesterday.
I appreciate you for drinking,
We had extra.
Yeah, but the bad thing about yesterday was the outcome, right, Marty?
No, that was fine. Who do you think here has the most sensual palate?
No, let's call it what it is, the most turkey palate. Who here has the most turkey palate?
Who's got the turkle durkle?
If you could pick him in this group, who would be able to taste turkey products?
Well, then probably be Jamie then.
Yes.
He knows this turkey.
It would be me. So we did a blind against 101, 70th anniversary, 8-year. And Michelle even threw in a surprise, which I picked the surprise.
No, wait a minute.
I got the wrong order.
Okay, yeah, you kind of picked the surprise.
Okay, I kind of picked the surprise. Mm. It was rare breed.
Mm.
So
how wonderful,
Marty, what did you think about
I
that?
Picked two of the four.
Bourbon nerd, how are you this evening? He's sad looking.
Oh, damn! I'm tired. We've been live three nights in a row.
Long time.
Hey, you know they talk about us all the time. Who goes live more than these guys?
Been missing Gary and Donnie a little bit, you know.
Get a little bit
all the time.
Thank you. I haven't seen Donnie in like 2 months.
Oh, that's not Gary. There's Gary. That's side. Jamie.
You keep showing my back meat.
That's Jamie's side.
my back meat over here, man.
Well, Gary, how are you this fine evening?
I am feeling fine. I'm excited about hearing Diddy stories. I mean, to diddle or not to diddle? That is the question.
The answer is don't diddle. That's the answer.
I don't know. Diddy has different answers.
Yes, the answer is do not diddle.
Do not
to diddle or not to diddle. That is the question. Oh, there we go. We'll
get back. Camera loves me.
We got a forehead cam and a side cam.
That we do.
Do this podcast has taught me one thing.
What's that?
My profile is horrible.
I'm kind of partial to your profile. It makes mine look better. Yeah. You know, they said, do you have a good side or a bad side?
My sides are bad.
All of them. So Diddy's back in court. And did you guys see the list that they provided to the jury? They provided the jury a list of people that they then said, if you're familiar with these folks, you probably can't be on jury. And it's basically everybody in Hollywood that's been to a Diddy party.
Jamie's sound sucks.
Not coming through good. Test.
Sounds like it is. Can you guys hear Jamie?
Hold
on. I know what the problem is.
What's the problem?
I bet StreamYard has the wrong audio source.
Oh.
I'm supposed to check it these days.
Yeah, look, we're so used to being perfectionists.
No, it's there. That's it. It's the road.
Maybe you just got to look your mouth.
Roy P said, hears me fine.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
It's been my TV. My TV is tuned such that it doesn't hear Jamie.
Yeah. Yes, it doesn't. It doesn't pick up sensual voices.
It doesn't sensual?
Yeah. So we're about to get to this list. I bet you my kiss is not on this list.
I bet it's on my list.
It is. I've been saving it.
Your kiss is on his list?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm going to get to the list. It's going to be one of those days, isn't it?
Clearly.
Y'all keep talking.
We'll keep talking. We'll keep talking.
I thought I had the list listed.
Is that Hall & Oates? Hall & Oates sings that, right?
I have no idea.
Your kiss is on my list. Your list, isn't it? Your list.
It's Mike Tyson sings it.
Oh,
so apparently I got a sticker.
All right, now I got it.
I should talk.
Go ahead and talk.
So I bashed everybody who's anybody knows everybody on this list. Or actually, I bet everybody knows everybody on this list.
Probably.
So. Marty don't even watch TV, and he gonna know everybody on this list. Here's some big A-listers on this list.
Let's see how many people
Marty knows.
This bunch I don't know either.
How many folks on the panel?
If you don't, raise a hand.
There are. Okay, all right, right now I'm gonna preface this.
Preface.
There are no Patty-onians.
Then it's really not the A-list. Yep. This must be the B-list.
Yee, formerly Kanye West. Duh.
Yeah.
Easy.
Mike Myers. Michelle Williams of Destiny Child. No, you know Destiny Child.
Yeah, I know Destiny Child.
Lauren London. I don't know her. She was the partner of Nipsey Hussle.
Don't know who Nipsey is.
He got killed or something, did he, somewhere?
Yeah. No, that's...
Young Dolphin.
All right, I got to tell a story. All right, Jamie, I could tell a T story. So my dad, my 80-something-year-old dad, whenever Young Dolph got killed in Memphis, he saw in the news, we're local to Memphis, he saw in the Memphis news that Young Dolph, a rapper, had been shot. You know, everybody was sad about it. So he calls my brother.
Was everybody sad?
Most people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he calls my brother and he said, Jody, he says, man, they got him. My brother said, they got who, Dad? He said, they got him, Jody. I can't believe they got him. And he said, Dad, what are you talking about? Young Dolphin. Young Dolphin. They got him. They killed him over in Memphis trying to buy some cookies. Jody said, who is Young Dolphin? He says, you know. Then he gets angry with it. You know who that is? They got him, but Young Dolphin. You got Young Dolphin.
What I'm talking about old people. It's your fault that you don't know what they're talking about.
He went Jabotin on.
That must be it. Look, we always say, you know what I'm talking about. That in this room, we must be all old folks. King Cone, Christian Combs, and Justin Combs. Those are boys, ain't it? Dallas Austin. See, I don't know most of these people. Cassie Ventura. That was his girlfriend.
That Ace Ventura.
Kid Cudi, Michael B. Jordan, Aubrey O'Day.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Don Richard.
Jordan.
What about Michael Jordan?
Oh, there was a much longer list than this. But then they list Kamala Harris.
Oh.
And
would you consider her an A-lister?
Well, but they said that she wasn't really at the party.
What was she doing?
She just had interactions with him.
She's giving out party favors.
She's giving a speech.
She's giving out party favors.
She was telling him about how she had the table in her kitchen.
The private
growing party. Up.
Yeah, but she was in the champagne room.
She had that Formica table in the kitchen.
But so Diddy's in court. He makes an unexpected 9-word statement in court. You guys hear what that was?
Do we have time for it?
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm a little nervous today. Well, no shit.
The honor, sir, you judge said no shit?
No, that's what he said. That's what he said.
My bad.
Yeah.
Diddy probably said this would go a whole lot smoother. We had some baby oil, though.
Badoop, boop. That was it.
Right there. He was like, no.
So
Diddy probably came in glistening.
The Navy's had a bad week. Have you seen the crap that happened? U.S. Navy.
I have not.
So last week, literally, I don't think I've ever heard this before. A aircraft carrier apparently was trying to elude some Houthi out in the
Houthi rebels.
Why
don't we elude anything? It's an aircraft carrier. Just
well, but they turned too sharply and they tossed a $45 million plane off the deck.
How sharply these things turn?
That's fast, aren't they?
Like a jet ski. Then to top it all off, they lost another one today. A Navy fighter sank to the bottom of the Red Sea on Tuesday, or yesterday, following the second such mishap aboard the USS Harry Truman aircraft carrier in just over a week. How long till somebody going to say DEI is the cause of it?
What are they going to put the e-brakes on?
I don't know.
They might throw them all off.
I don't know about you, Marty, but I'm always about evading them hoochies, you know?
So, how quick does this thing turn? I think like a Sea-Doo when you're like doing 50 and just turn the handle.
You can't really... It pretty much just stopped.
Oh, I was wrong. Like, those jets cost $70 million a piece. You know what? They did that on purpose. All them USAID folks, they were pushing them planes off into the sea.
I would have never guessed they were over $68.9 million. I never guessed it.
Buddy of mine just bought a plane.
A real one or a little toy one?
No, I mean, it's somewhere in between. No, it's a real plane. He gets it
Cessna Friday. Or something.
He said, all the problem I had was everything was going good, and I realized there's a lien on it from 1975.
Damn, how old is this song?
God said, how old is this? At least from 1974.
It's at least my age.
Yeah.
So the plane had a, he couldn't buy it because of the lien.
No. The lien was so old, the company no longer exists. It had lien on it. So it was fine.
Oh, so it's fine. Oh, so is that the key to debt? You just, you just don't pay it. You wait till the company no longer exists. You get old enough.
You just outlast the lender.
You outlast the lien.
So is he going to fly this thing or is it a conversation piece? Because it's 50 years old.
No, he's already flown.
The plane's older than 50 fly.
Okay.
Not the ones I get in.
Most of our aircraft that like United, Delta fly are old planes. I don't know about 50 years old. They're probably close to 40.
He's a young pilot. But his plan is to do like apparently you can rent it out for like $180 an hour to let people learn to fly.
Mm.
And I was like, so if I crash 30 minutes in, do I get the rest of my money back? You know,
yeah, that's 90
fair,
back.
Yeah, that's a fair question.
Yeah,
if you make it.
If I don't own my 90 back, put it in my coffin.
You know, and I hadn't heard stories like this a little bit, but I'm sure they happen all the time. Sometimes you let your kids get onto your Amazon.
Oh, you can't be there.
Like, I can imagine if Jamie put his kids on Amazon, what they have that access order.
Amazon.
Like, free reign access?
Well, I mean, my card's attached to it.
How you can't have money, can you, Gary?
You cannot. Can't
have money. I mean, eventually, she'll be able to buy nothing because there's no money in there.
Well, she didn't. So this kid ordered 70,000 Dum Dums lollipops.
How much 70,000 Dum Dums cost?
$4,200.
Oh, my kids ain't gonna worry about that.
You get about 70 Dum Dums.
Yeah.
You get one box at 30 or 300, whatever they buy.
I can't believe 70,000 Dum Dums is $4,000. To be quite honest,
that seems quite expensive.
Yes, it does.
That's a little high.
They actually showed up at her house. I got a picture of it. But they gave her money back. She was able to send it back. But you can send just about anything back on Amazon.
Mine was that insufficient funds.
Look, is she over here hanging out with the kid like it's funny?
Oh, look, the kid knew. Look, it said that he went outside to ride his scooter and started screaming, "My suckers are here." So he knew he ordered them. $2,300 in a box. Whoa.
That's a lot of
suckers. He must have hit the button until it said out of stock and just ordered.
That's exactly what he did. He said, "How many you want? All of them.
All of them.
I'll send them back and all the root
beer ones." Look, my kids hit a black eye.
Somewhere there's a Dum Dum salesman who hit his quota for the next 5 years in that one sale. That he retired already. He gonna be real mad when Dum Dum got to take his money back.
What does the Dum Dum regional salesman get as a bonus for that? Yeah.
So, Soccer World Cup coming to the great U.S. of A. Was that next year or is that this year?
I don't know.
I think it's next year. Anyway, I don't follow soccer. But there was a warning put out by Trump and Pete Hegseth. Said, "Y'all come have fun, but don't stay past your visa. Y'all got to go back home."
Got to go back home.
Yeah, you ain't go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, you just can't stay here. You can go wherever you want, I guess. Unless that country don't want you.
So, wait a minute. We got some breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah, y'all heard it here first. And I got a photo. Is that how hot off the press?
Steel print.
Morse code.
In an unprecedented move that stunned the global Catholic community. Jamie, are you still Catholic?
I'm married a Catholic.
College of Cardinals.
Yeah, I'm Catholic adjacent.
Mm.
Kind of like your legend.
So is this like the Louisville Cardinals? You said College of Cardinals.
Jamie's telling me about your leadership.
College of Cardinals are the one who vote for the Pope.
Yeah.
Jamie, tell him about your leadership of your Catholic church.
Is that impressive?
Were you in the running?
Well, that's what we're about to talk about right now.
Yeah, okay.
So Father Fortenberry, I don't think we no longer call you Father Fortenberry because stunned by the global Catholic community, the College of Cardinals elected Father Fortenberry as the new vicar of Christ following a conclave vicar. Marked by unity and spiritual clarity, all 133 cardinals cast their votes in a single decisive ballot. That was an extraordinary show of consensus not seen in modern church. Let me see if I can get this up.
Can you still be on the patio?
It's my head.
There he is.
Look at that handsome fella.
Known for his deep humility, pastoral compassion, and theological brilliance, Father Fortenberry has long been a quiet force of renewal within the church. His election signals a profound shift towards simplicity, transparency, and a renewed focus on service to the poor and marginalized. The world now turns its eyes to Rome as the newly elected pontiff prepares to take the name Pope Fortenberry the First.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I will. You can call me.
You wear the papal garb.
You ain't gonna believe this. Well, I looked at that picture and I thought it was at Blue Note, Nevin Stevens gone.
Wait a minute, that picture. I don't know where you got this. So look, that's probably somehow way. Yep. All right. Tom Black is first hearing it. Yeah. Yeah. So Tom Black, just to break it to you,
he's got to run with
Black Fortenberry. You got to run with Brother Fortenberry. But look how powerful the ticket will be.
You had the Catholic vote, Hispanic vote.
I must give Asian credit vote. Out to Craig, the Bourbon Santa, the real Santa. And you can find us there later this evening. We'll be over there at the Bourbon Legends.
So if that's not a sticker, Discord. I don't know what it is.
That's going to be our tater sticker. But we got to get some holy water or something, I guess, to put a tater sticker on.
So what color was the smoke for the announcement? Was it red? I mean, it can't. You had to do something special, I'm sure, for that.
I think it'd be fuchsia.
Fuchsia. I'll go fuchsia. Periwinkle.
Fuchsia smoke. Yeah. But
did you just walk out and said you all don't want the smoke?
I'm sure we offended.
I'm colorblind. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure we've offended a few people out there in chat, and if so, I'm sorry.
We are sorry.
If Diddy can just go in and say I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw where Trump had a picture of him being the Pope, right? They showed orange smoke coming out of the
orange ran bad. Everybody starts running. Huh? You know, there was a thing a couple days ago with a picture of him being selected as a Pope and went around. I thought you were just saying if it did happen.
All right. Now, I'm going to talk about this. This probably lasts like 2 minutes because I really don't know the significance. But Trump plans to announce that the U.S. will call the Persian Gulf the Arabian Gulf.
I think it was called American Gulf.
I thought that too.
Keep going.
This is no longer called the world. It's called America.
America.
Oh, man.
How does your America sound more redneck than mine?
America.
So the Persian Gulf is now the Arabian Gulf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what the significance of that is. I was hoping maybe you guys did.
I have
no idea.
They can call whatever they want.
I know. I need to pack my stuff, so I go to the Popol apartment.
He has an apartment.
Yeah, he has his own apartment.
Has your Pope mobile park?
Did I get the dinner?
You got a tank tonight?
We can put bulletproof glass around it.
We put bullet, and I'll drive you around.
Halloween, we're going to use the diddler to drive you around Halloween.
The whiskey diddler will be the Pope mobile.
Or if you'll ever go to Spillway with us, we'll drive you in the diddler.
Put a big clap on the back and glass it all in.
Glass it all in.
I'm down. We'll got the diddler mobile. I'll give you a seat. Sit in the back.
Speaking of the diddler, the diddler was out in the wilderness for like a whole season, almost whole year, right?
Didn't catch on fire.
Did you ever like start the vehicle and drive around maybe with a raccoon in the car with you?
No, not once. Cranked up and had some kids in there, but
that's the same.
They were feral too.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be checked for rabies as well.
Yep. If the weather's nice this weekend, I might get a chance to do a little.
It's not going to be. It's supposed to rain to
I really haven't had between ball and cheer. I haven't had a chance to really do anything to it. But it still cranks up in the drive.
All right, I got a video I'm trying to find. So have you ever been pulled over in the diddler or any other vehicle with a raccoon in the car with you?
I have not.
No. Sounds like fun, though.
Let me see if I can find this video. Why is this thing acting dumb?
Yeah, I mean, I've been put on multiple times, but never with a raccoon.
Okay, so I'm just going to go back to my original story.
Okay.
We won't have a video, but maybe. I can't even get it.
Just kidding. Maybe it's coming up.
Well, I'm going to show you the pictures. Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. So a lady gets pulled over. That's an elderly lady. And the police walk up, and she gets out of the car. Then they find that in the car is her pet raccoon that has pulled a crack pipe out from under the seat.
Well, they do have opposable thumbs, don't they?
Is that how she kept it around?
Yeah. So
I'm like, I swear it's his.
Let me see if I can find it. I'm still going to find a video.
Like it's his getting.
I told him about that.
Yes.
Yeah. I told him about that crack pipe. So needless to say, I think she went to jail. But I hate when things don't work right.
Jeez.
It'd been better than Chris. Raccoon just take off
running. Oh, here it is. So,
where is this in Mississippi or Alabama?
No, this is in Ohio, Gary.
Oh,
so look. Oh, my word. So here's they pull the lady over. Man. Look how happy she looks, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Victoria Vidal, that sounds like a good Ohio name, was pulled over by Springfield Township police officer on Monday after it was determined that the vehicle's owner had an active warrant and a suspended driver license.
Hmm.
Well, then they said they looked in and look at that raccoon. That raccoon
he's had a
meth pipe. He was trying to smoke it. He was trying to smoke it.
That's a healthy looking raccoon too.
Thankfully, Chewy the raccoon was unarmed, and notification was made to the proper authorities to determine that she has the proper paperwork to own the raccoon. They're more worried about the raccoon than they are the crack pipe.
They gonna send the raccoon to rehab?
She looks happy though.
So they had the coon's paperwork right, but her paperwork wasn't right. But
look at that raccoon. You know that raccoon been smoking that pipe. Look, he knows what to do with it.
Man,
he's fat, happy raccoon too.
You're seeing a raccoon without hair.
Mm-mm. Probably look like a possum.
So they're kind of creepy.
Like a hairless cat.
Yeah, it looks like a cat, but I want to say where the black fur is black skin.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Where'd you see one?
Google hairless raccoon.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one.
Why would you be shaving raccoons, Jamie?
I saw one, and I was like, that's creepy as hell.
It kind of looked like a dog. Let me see if y'all can see
my head again.
There it is.
It looks like a chupacabra.
That does look like a chupacabra. Why is it hairless?
Cat dog.
I don't know. But look, see where it's got black face.
Huh.
It doesn't look like a cat. It looks like one of my hairless cats. Kind of.
Yeah. It does like one of them Persian. What is that? Persian cat? That's a chupacabra.
They do look like what you call a chupacabra.
A chihuahua.
Chupacabras.
Let's see what other story they got up here.
Those are also mythical beings.
Well, you got drinking today, anyway. I got four roses.
I got
big bunch. I just poured a sample of this Suntory whiskey.
That's Japanese.
And
since y'all wouldn't let me get Locktar's box last night.
From the Rye Guy. Thank you, Rye Guy. Pulled me a sample there.
I got this Four Roses small batch from liquor store. Thank you, liquor store.
I got
my friends at the liquor store.
My friends at the liquor store.
I got a big bottle.
So we do have some local Memphis stories to talk about.
Yeah, that's big news.
Well, that one, I'm going to go to this one first. Small town, they're saying inside the small town where Elon Musk supercomputers have left residents struggling to breathe. So they're claiming
to breathe or breathe?
Breathe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Residents of Tennessee have been left struggling to breathe over Elon Musk supercomputers as pollution is believed to have caused a surge in asthma. So they're talking about the Memphis, the XAI that's in Memphis. Which is where Grok 3 lives. That's where he lives.
I know Grok 3 was reside in Memphis.
Mm. Yeah. In the short 11 months that his supercomputer has been running in the area, the company's championed as one of Shelby County's largest emitters of nitrogen oxide. Okay. I didn't realize that was pollutant.
A computer has to have nitrogen.
The area has already suffered from unhealthy air due to smog because of all the other industry there, but somehow it's his fault. That they're having issues with asthma. They're wanting to shut down XAI. Is that not the most Memphis thing you ever
heard? Yeah, well, so there's two issues.
Let's go.
One issue is this Elon. It's that one in there.
Elon.
And two issues is the majority of the Memphis public will not qualify for the high-paying jobs that they have.
Yeah. Said, I can't breathe at home. It smells like gas outside. How come I can't breathe at home? And y'all
meanwhile, they live next to a gas station.
So from my understanding, from what I heard on the radio, like, the emissions that he's having from there is so small. It's like a tenth of what the EPA actually is allowed.
There's a reason though. He's got generators running.
Yeah. It's like
that to keep it the power he needs because TVA hasn't run the power lines yet. So this is temporary.
So they're running backup generators.
They're running backup
generators. They don't even have
to keep Grok going. Go check out Grok if you hadn't. It's pretty freaking awesome.
Port Elon. He needs your help. He needs another cup of bean.
I got a novel idea. Do you think?
Do you?
Yeah. Do you think it's possible that they're having all these asthma attacks because it's like in the middle of pollen season?
Gary,
I may have struck something.
Gary,
asthma season. No.
Yeah,
I think you're making
a lot of pollen going on Gary. Right now. You know, that pollen be flying right now. It's spring.
Pollen be pollinating.
Spring be flown, yo.
My nose be itching. I know that.
I know that. I take an allergy pill every day.
I'm not one of those guys. I'm not soft like you.
I had to. It started getting real bad.
I raw dog my allergies.
I know. You just flow.
Raw dog. So did you guys hear about what the... So CBS anchor is in trouble because he made the comment. I should have talked about this when we talked about you being a pope. Mm-hmm. But he made the comment that all the Cardinals are going to be raw dogging it for the next few days.
Nice.
Because they took her phone. They don't have any access to the outside world as they pick a new pope. So a lot of people are up in arms about that.
Yeah, they take, but that, yeah, it's like a jury duty. They take your phones and everything.
Yeah, because you don't want to be.
There's a movie out about it. It's fairly interesting.
What, Euro Trip?
Oh,
that's,
it is.
That was a good movie
about it. It's called The Conclave.
Yeah, The Conclave.
I haven't seen it, but I'd like to.
Is this, it's
I read that there was a book basically about that, too. I read.
So, look, wait, get the book outside. It's not the new Pope.
You got to leave your phone here.
I think that means we got to march you out on our shoulders or some kind of way.
I go out like Rudy.
I wonder if I sent that to, like, you know what I should do? Go post it on local Facebook, like West Memphis Matters Facebook. West Memphis First Pope. I bet people would be all over that.
Sometimes, I know it would be over with my wife.
He lives in town.
You know what? You should go visit Father Charles and forgive him for all he's done.
Bless the cats.
Yeah, you could do the blessing of the cats.
That sounds like a scary movie. Blessing of the cats.
No, blessed, the blessed cats.
Yeah. Ooh.
Steelers made a big trade day. Did you guys see this?
I saw that.
George Pickens to the Cowboys for a third round pick. They didn't get much, but Pickens was apparently done there.
He's done.
Well, then it sounds to be like we right for the Cowboys.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
Now they got DK Metcalf there now.
Yeah, they do.
They don't need Pickens.
They don't need Pickens. No, I agree.
Do they have a quarterback yet?
Yeah, they got that rookie.
Yeah, they
Gary's rookie.
My rookie from Howard. They got Howard.
Oh, yes.
They also got somebody. Did they keep? No, they didn't keep with his face. He went to.
I'm glad you cleared it up.
Yeah, no, he let both of them go.
Yeah, he let both quarterbacks. Let both Russell Wilson's gone. And what was it? I want to say JT Barrett, but that's not his
name. Ike Turner.
What is his name?
No, what is his name?
What is, it's not JT Barrett. It's another Ohio State quarterback, though.
JG Whitworth.
Fields.
Fields. Justin Fields.
Yeah. Close. Oh, yeah.
Fields. Another Heisman candidate.
He's an Ohio State guy, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're like Alabama. They produce a lot of good quarterbacks that don't do anything in pros.
Yeah, like Jalen Hurts. He sucks, too.
Yes, Jalen Hurts sucks.
Was it Tua? Was it Jalen or Tua? Jalen was going to Ohio State one point in time, too. Was he not?
You can't
I don't think so.
He was about to, or was...
Yeah, you
was
cannot claim him, Gary.
We're claiming him as well.
They did a visit.
We're claiming every...
Look, he drove by there.
He claims quarterbacks like Alabama claims championships.
You know, Patrick Mahomes, he also wrote a letter to Ohio State.
Yeah, see.
And we said, no.
He passed over Ohio one time.
He did.
He passed over.
Flew over.
He flew over the shoe, and we said, you keep going.
So you missed live last night. I'm going to bring a story up. So my brother was talking about, he called me about drinking etiquette, bourbon etiquette. So he goes to a buddy's house, and Wes took a bottle of Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a good bottle. He wanted to share with his friend.
Depends. There's a lot of different Penelopes, but yeah, they're good.
So it was a waiter. So so his friend breaks out two plastic cups.
Okay.
And Wesley's like, you know, I would be appalled, but, you know, whatever. He's, guy's not a drinker.
Yeah.
So
we're like,
Wes starts drinking plastic. He's like, just takes it off. He takes another drink. He finally says, what is wrong with this stuff? His dome don't taste like this. He said, oh, no, that's some old Jack Daniels of mine I was trying to get rid of. Your stuff's still on the shelf.
That don't even make sense. All right, Father Fortenberry, I prefaced my intro tonight. Mentioned about your favorite wrong text message story ever. And anyway, I don't have a picture to share, but
so
actually I might. You keep talking. I'm gonna
Dude, I do that a lot.
So we years ago I was coaching a basketball team at the local rec association. Yes.
That's crazy to let you coach.
Simultaneously, we were in a weight loss group, and to the weight loss group, I sent a picture of a pair of thongs that had my face on them. With a wig on.
Uh-huh.
And I sent it to the group. Hey, whoever wins loses the most weight gets these thongs. Well, unbeknownst to me, I sent it to my basketball group of parents. It was like six-year-olds.
But it wasn't just any thongs he sent the picture of.
Were they on?
No. It had my face on.
Oh, okay.
And it said, no. Jake Lee had them made. He's an idiot. It said, what did it say? Oh, it said, enter words here. I'm wet. He didn't even know to take off the
inner words here.
Look, he's red faced talking.
Yeah, I'm red faced talking. So, as soon as I sent it, I told my wife, I have effed up I said, what? I said, I told you, you're an idiot. I don't want more to you. So I get to the basketball arena because we had a game that day. And I walk in, I'm red faced.
I was running the whole league at this time.
I walk in, Terry. I said, Terry, I messed up. He said, what? I said, I messed up. I told him a story.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
And BJ could not stop laughing.
Oh, no. I was red faced. I laughed so freaking. You know what's more scary? Not one parent even act like they didn't even mention.
I would have waited to the end of the season that I lost the most weight, Jamie.
Not a single parent complained.
Yeah. So either you had the right parents or they didn't care.
The wrong parents.
Because they thought they were in the competition. They didn't want anybody to know they were competing for them. They kept it a secret.
All right. Let's go to the chat for a minute here, boys and girls. We got Roy P in the house. Whiskey Sippers. Roy is suggesting he's a little behind in the video. Whiskeys and cigar. Roy P already said poor decisions, Perrin. Yeah, no, it's any wonder we're not. Actually, Fortenberry is more likely to be on that list. Who else? Keith P in the house from South Louisiana.
Tom Black.
No, didn't.
Tom Black. Tom Black left as soon as he found out y'all couldn't run for president again. Mike Brock, the legend.
Why can't we run for president?
Because you're a Pope now.
So you can be, why can't you do double duty?
You can be Pope
I guess you
where
could.
Where do you have to live?
Wherever I want. I'm Pope Vice President.
Would you be at the Vatican or the White House?
I split my time.
Who else? Tom Black, I said, I think I got most everybody. If I missed you, sorry. Oh, I think Bourbon Wade Hall. Bourbon Hall's in there somewhere. Yep. The Pecker House. That's a new one. That's a great name, though. Daniel Beadley.
I love the name for the Pecker House.
But look, you guys, we'll sign off here in a few minutes. And then 7:30, we'll probably be a little bit late because we are going to record a Monday night episode. But we'll be over at the Discord for the Bourbon Legends. Check us out over at Night's Bottle Kill Night. You know what? I think I've killed all my bottles I got to kill.
I know I have one or two, but I don't
know. I'm hung up on this, the Pecker House. I love that name.
It's good.
Sounds like something you do. Jamie is my vice president and I'm his vice pope. There, hey, there you go, Tom Black. That seems like a nice
vice.
There's Tracy from Silly Yorkie Whiskey for me.
What is it called? It's Pope. It's
Vice Pope.
Veep.
It's the Veep.
It is the Veep.
Like, I love it. That is
associate Pope. Master Cardinal, yes. Maybe? I don't know.
Master Cardinal. That's like, yeah. We will make a new name for it. He can be my masturbator. It can be a new role just for Tom Black.
Master Poper.
Master Poper.
Yeah. Poor decision said Fortenberry's on the list. All right. Yep. That's a whole nother story.
And y'all call your in between house to Pecker House.
Pecker House.
It's to the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. What else y'all got to talk about tonight?
That's about it. I ain't had a whole lot going on. Just work. They've been wearing me out. Pissing me off.
And then you come and you hang out with us every night.
Yeah, then
we are, as most of these people, here's Roger Randall in the house. Black Cat. Yeah, that's you didn't hear about that on Discord. Mm-hmm. But I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah,
I hate when I lose my train of thought.
Those that are not aware, I think you are all are by this point. We all hang out all the time.
Yeah, and so that's what it was. We're live so many nights a week. But next week, I think it only probably be two tops. Maybe two.
Yeah, I'll be out Wednesday. Yeah. We're doing a few things with the kiddos next weekend.
What's special Wednesday?
Spring break or something?
No. Max trying out for a new travel ball.
Oh, gotcha.
He was taking him to the Vatican.
Yes, take the Vatican.
Next week you'll be out on Wednesday, so you won't make the Wednesday live, and you'll be at the Vatican. You can go live from the Vatican.
I go live from the Vatican.
Show us what rooms you pick out.
When I walk out on the balcony, I'll have the camera out doing this.
Will you have your phone back by then?
Well, it's a Pope. I get my phone whenever I want.
Oh, Pope gets it whenever.
Okay. Oh, I thought they
took Marty, hit that button, buddy.
I'll start a new chunk of only Popes.
Jamie, parting words.
I have just officially probably run my computer of
We're probably going to
do that. You know what?
Jamie,
yeah. Jamie, that's Gary.
Oh, it's Marty. It's Marty.
See y'all next time. Thanks for watching. Hit that thumbs up if you don't mind.
Hit that like button, like Marty Morris said. And thank goodness we got a good Pope.
Yes, right.
Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Hit that like button. Subscribe. Tell your friends about us. You might not like us, but you gotta love us. It don't matter. Life from Petty, we out of here.
We gone.
I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gone.
You hear the music?
Somebody done saved this outlaw.
That's us right there.